When Josie imagined Caleb Hiller in the company of those rough and sometimes thieving gold seekers, she felt certain this was not the fortune he sought. They traveled north for 7 days and 6 nights until a road took them into a bustling new city that shimmered in the bright seacoast light. San Francisco. Josie spoke the name with a grand flourish. "Well, I'll be," Hiller said gleefully. Houses lined the cobbled streets, showing off their flower boxes, their doors painted in bright, welcoming colors. People in all shapes and sizes passed by. "Here we are," said Josie. "It's wonderful," Hiller exclaimed softly. Then he tilted his head to one side as if he were trying to remember something. "Have they found gold here?" he asked. Josie shook her head. "Well, of course not," he continued. "But you know, now that I've seen this beautiful city, I think I'll end my journey here." "You're sure?" asked Josie. "You don't want to go and seek your fortune in the mines?" Hiller slid off his horse, and Josie followed. "Look around," said the man. "The people, the hustle and bustle, the opportunity. How much richer can one man get?" When Josie finally took her leave, she charged Mr. Hiller only half her usual fee. After all, she figured, he had also provided her with a service, the reassurance that in this corner of California there were still those who recognized good fortune when they found it.